This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Magnum Power, your farm and lawn equipment destination in Lawson. People don't have to deal with as many insects and pests in colder months, but livestock farmers perennially deal with parasites year-round, even through the winter. Here is KMZU's Price Mintemeyer.
Now that we're into December, cold air ushers in the winter season. Most bugs and parasites are dormant during these months. However, one parasite continues to plague farmers, the winter lice. KMZU was at the National Farm Broadcasters Association Trade Talk and caught up with Carrollton's own Larry Hawkins from Bayer Animal Health.
The lice that we see in North Missouri primarily are winter lice. So in the summer, they go dormant. Or even in the spring, they go dormant. So we don't see them much. There's a few on individual animals, but then as hair starts to get a little bit longer and the nights cool off some hair growth, they start to reproduce. And a couple of lice in September can result in a million lice in December. That's enough to infest a herd of cattle.
Don't let the lice's small stature fool you. They can cause large problems.
First of all, they're on the skin surface. They make the cattle itch. So they rub on things and destroy facilities. But a severe infestation can result in as much as a half a pound or 48 hundredths of a pound of decrease in average daily gain on weaned calves or increased maintenance in cow herds by an equal amount. So they're a costly parasite.
Even with the problems winter lice bring, there are some steps farmers can take to avoid these winter pests.
Well, there's some management things that can be done, of course, to prevent parasites. If we have the opportunity to graze forages that are on tilled ground, Oklahoma's noted for a lot of wheat pasture, for example. We don't have as much of that in Missouri as they do in Oklahoma, but producers can certainly, if they can graze those kinds of things, or if they can turn their cows on corn stalks and harvest some of that husk and leaf that's on those corn stalks, cows do very, very well on that, and it'll reduce parasite burdens and reduce pasture contamination because we've got them places where they aren't going to complete their life. Parasites aren't going to complete their life cycle on that tilled ground.
Hawkins adds that these precautions can make a large difference in overall yield. For KMZU, I'm Price Mintemeyer.
Go to our website for excerpts of the interview and listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the daily Newsmaker segment. I'm Matt Griffith, KMZU News.